Good morning. Today is the 30th of January, 2019. We have the Eight of Cups and the Seven of Cups reversed and Justice reversed. Back to the drawing board, as they say. Better late than never, of course, but let's be a little more realistic this time. Rules and criteria may have changed, and we have as well, so let's refresh the checklist. The heavy set Eight of Cups is a card we've seen before, and in the past position is where we see this dejected human today. How many years, how much love did they put into stacking those abandoned cups on that dried up shore? Cups represent our emotions, of course, being of the suit of water, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, something in which we had totally immersed ourselves, body, heart, and soul, wasn't as fulfilling as we thought it would be. And the only real option is to start all over again, if that's even possible, which it may not be. What's interesting in this reading is that the card that comes before the Eight in the Tarot is the hallucinogenic and illusionary Seven, which today is in the present position but reversed. The Seven of Cups is a misty, foggy, dreamy card and very easily overwhelmed. Seven gold cups float in on a bank of thick clouds that look to be tinged with gold, but of course that's how clouds look at sunset. They're not really gold. That, exactly, is the Seven of Cups. Too many options, too many choices, and they all look good. This is famously the all that glitters is not gold card, and we can't really discern the contents of these cups clearly. Too much fog on our lenses. It is safe to assume that our red-caped departing human of the Eight made a life choice that seemed like a good idea at the time. In the present position, the reversed card shows the heavy, opaque bank of clouds lifting and exposes a nice patch of clear blue sky. Today, we're not impressed by this flashy, dazzling display of fabulosity. We know how much work, time, energy, and sheer love goes into whatever we choose to dedicate ourselves to in order to succeed in this world. Not every hit is a home run, not every man is Mr. Right, not every woman is Mrs. Right, not every job is your life's purpose or calling. You can't just throw everything against the wall and see what sticks, emotionally speaking. You get what you put in, that's what justice wants. Today the fog is off the lenses and he or she is a little or a lot more selective and realistic about what they're looking for. And the grass is no greener. There is not much satisfaction to be had. Justice, number 11 of the major arcana, is reversed in the future position. Life is not fair and will never be fair. However, we must try to be. The astrological sign of Libra rules justice, the sign of the scales, balance, and accountability. And now that we take a step back and imagine this human having made this decision and commitment in the fog and flash of the upright Seven of Cups, well, today it is clear that someone wasn't who they said they were. Someone, I'm afraid, has not been on the up and up, not been forthcoming, not entirely truthful, and possibly, yes, may have pulled off something downright criminal. It may have even been more than one person, or an entire company or organization. What a cluster. This spread can also indicate actually having to move from a physically toxic environment, like having built on a waste site where the water's been polluted. What can this little human do against the company or the government? Justice always calls for balance, and we could have been unwilling to see things as they really were in the past, either by turning a blind eye or not asking too many questions, or the vision was ours and ours alone. Overcorrecting, we can easily start to judge ourselves or others too harshly. That is also not fair. But at this point, we have to be realistic about what we want to do and what we actually can do. But one thing is for sure, we're not the same person we were. I'm not sure this person trusts himself to choose wisely, in which case, especially with new relationships or associations, I would err on the side of caution. Perhaps this little human in the red cape is out to seek justice, possibly even to make a case for the environment. It's getting harder to cover these things up, you see.